Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's golf's final major of the season, the Open Championship from Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Is Bono in the field for this one? Listen for live leaderboard updates today through Sunday at 30 past every hour. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Plano, Maestro Dobel Tequila, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
Want to win tickets to experience the Dodgers versus Red Sox game at COSM on July 26th? If so, then text the word COSM to 22126. That's COSM to 22126. Immerse yourself in the game for a list of upcoming events like MLB games, UFC fights, and PBR. And to purchase tickets, go to COSM.com.
All right, thank you very much, EA. So, lots of audio to play for you. And this was from earlier today where I'm sitting there watching the Open Championship. And they have an on-course reporter named Smiley Kaufman. Smiley is a former PGA Tour player, and he's the guy on course walking around with a headset telling you about the lies and how far they got and all that good stuff. And he's really good at what he does. Been doing it for a couple of years now, and he's good. So he's walking around with, I think, John Rahm's group. And Rahm's on the green. And he's trying to describe what John Rahm is looking at for this longish putt. And something happens. And he drops the mother bomb.
Bear of all the Portrush holes today. Toughest today as John Rahm crouches down looking for a long birdie to maybe drop in, get him a little closer to the top.
Well, Dan, I can understand why this is one of the more difficult holes today. This whole location. What the
So Rahm with a good lag. We'll take a four here every time.
Did he think that they went away from him?
Or
he couldn't hear anything?
Okay, so, by the way, I didn't edit any of that. There was a lag between him dropping the F-bomb and the Rahm putt, because I think they were so shocked by it, they didn't know what to say, but it sounds like they tried to pick it up immediately. Play it one more time.
So Rahm with a good lag, and you'll take a four here every time.
It was a little bit longer than that. So anyway, Smiley Kaufman took to social media to explain himself.
Well, guess there's a first for everything. First off, I want to apologize for the audio blunder that happened today. To me, out at the 15th hole, heard a pop in my ear, went radio silent. Which signals typically for me that my mic is down, and clearly it wasn't, so want to apologize for what happened to the team, those listening, and of course going to move past this one, and definitely will not happen again, and look forward to a great weekend. So, sorry guys.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to be disciplined?
I don't think so. So that's on USA. And isn't that tech?
Yeah, that's cable, I guess.
I mean, I guess you can. You're not supposed to, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's during the day. I don't know what the rules are.
I don't either.
Day versus night on cable.
I have no idea. But I think it's okay. I mean, was there anybody just clutching their pearls at home? Like,
I'm sure somebody complained.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the best part about this week is it started on Sunday at the Ranger game. We've played this 5 times at least. I can't get enough of it. We had Dave Raymond on to explain it, but in the 7th or 8th inning, it sounded like there was a fart from the Ranger booth.
They're loaded for, isn't it funny, Marcus Semien. I say that because you'll remember.
It's so gross. It's like someone has horrible problems.
Yeah.
I say that because you'll remember.
Like, were they serving chili dogs in the media workroom?
Oh, man. I mean, that's one of those, like, oh, God.
you just clench up.
It hurts so bad. And then, of course, we had, just a couple of days later, we had the Scottie Scheffler on Mike Fart.
Downwind, you can get onto the screen, but Scheffler... What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. It's sounding off the club face. That's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind. Just helps it ease down the green.
So great. Why does it make me laugh so much?
And that has propelled him to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, it has propelled him to the... Yes, just a little bit of wind helped propel him to the top of the leaderboard. God. So dirty. Why are they so funny? I don't get it.
Oh, man.
Dave and I were talking about Friday Fun, and there have been so many instances of, not like farts that are on TV that use the fart rotator that we've used forever.
Yeah.
Like fart numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Like, we've done segments before where shows,
those are authored by my anus.
Yeah.
Those are real farts, but sound effects CDs, like the sound effects libraries, as you were about to say, they use the same farts in movies and TV shows that we have used for years.
Yeah, fart number 4 is the most famous fart, which has been used in Nacho Libre, The Sopranos, Teen Titans, like kids shows, Scooby-Doo. Like, it's been used all over the map. They all have. There's like 4 or 5 on a rotator that they'll use. But these actual farts that are... in the wild. So this is a couple of years ago when Mike Ditka was still on TV. And he imagine like a scenario when you're watching TV and you have the talking heads across the screen. So they're all boxed, right?
Right.
And
like First Take or something like that.
And Ditka was in the middle of this, and you don't hear Ditka talk, but the video was him like kind of leaning in one direction. And I mean, it's the loudest fart ever.
Susie, I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see, if the Giants win, they're in first. If the Eagles win, they're in first.
It's like an old man just leaning up.
That's like a horse fart.
Like, he doesn't care. At some point, you just don't care. Play it again.
Susie, I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see, if the Giants win, they're in first. If the Eagles win, they're in first.
Hey, can you imagine how loud it actually has to be picked up by your mic like that? Your mic that's just up there by your lapel? It's crazy, dude.
That was a little too wet, too.
Yeah.
I think Ditka should have changed his pants.
I'm sure he had to. There was one on local Fox 4. I don't know the name of the reporter that they were talking to out in the field, but it was so clear as day.
Those airports in that part of the world, and allowing somebody to get on the plane who clearly is and was on a list for carrying a stolen passport.
Right, and why there was not...
Right. Just going to breeze right by that.
The best one was, well, the best one I think still is Norm, the feet one.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really, and as the story goes, we were at the Super Bowl, he's interviewing, can't remember the name, the Green Bay Packer legend.
Jim Cramer?
Jerry Cramer?
Or Jerry Cramer, yeah.
Jerry Cramer,
yeah,
not
yeah.
Jim Cramer, the stockbroker yeah. guy.
Yeah, it was Jerry Cramer, and so, you know, Norm came on the air right after the Musers, and the Musers had just used a wireless mic. And Killer was the engineer and had accidentally, the mic was sitting in a chair right next to Norm.
Pointing at Norm's butt.
Yes, and Killer had left the pod up, the audio pod, from the wireless mic on. And so
on the mixing board, he did not mute the mic.
Yeah.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? They're not cold like those games, yeah. Okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. Okay. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of the ice bowl...
So that's it's kind of the king just because of the tone and timbre of it all. Like it's
that
just,
heat your feet?
Like the open bag of leaves that is Norman's butt. And it sounds a lot like the Ditka one, too. Like, it's just give up old man fart.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have any control over it. And you're like, I don't care if anybody hears it. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
your anus gets looser as you get older.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. So. What the hell?
What is that?
Stomach problems from.
That was me imitating my stomach problems.
Okay, yeah. So there was a couple of years ago on a newscast in Miami, maybe 5 years ago, they're all talking as the newscasters will, and it's at the end of the newscast, and there's a dude named John Archer, I believe was his name, if I remember correctly. And they're all kind of laughing anyway before they throw it to whatever. And he just not only rips one, but claims it, and they're all freaking out, and it's hilarious.
Want to do this and spend a night in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? You can do so August 1st and the 3rd, and it's actually not bad. It's
wow.
$136 a night.
There you go. Good deal. A romantic night in the Wienermobile. What? Sorry.
Right. And it coincides with the first 3 days of Lollapalooza, so...
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Let's take Kelly. Take it away. What's going on the roads? We got problems. We got problems.
You definitely have problems.
You definitely have problems.
The immediate recognition of what?
Play it again.
Want to do this and spend a night in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? You can do so August 1st and the 3rd, and it's actually not bad. It's
wow,
$136 a night.
There you go. Good deal. A romantic night in a Wienermobile. What? Sorry.
Right. And it coincides with the first 3 days of Lollapalooza, so.
What?
Sorry.
I don't know.
Kelly, take it away. What's going on the road? We got problems. We got problems.
You definitely have problems.
What? Sorry.
His I'm sorry was very much like the Peyton Yeager, I'm sorry, for different reasons.
I'm sorry. So there was another one on a newscast in Oklahoma where they're introducing, it's like the morning show, the early morning Fox show or whatever that they have, and it's the ensemble cast. Well, the weatherman had farted during it's the 6 o'clock news. And so when they
come, oh, I think I saw this. I was looking at these last night.
Were
too.
You really? Yeah. And so the guy came, they come back. And
the girl anchor is at the desk?
Yes. Like crying. They're all crying laughing.
And you're watching the Fox 25 Morning News.
Good morning and welcome to Fox 25 Morning News. It is Friday, January 8th. I'm Matt Austin.
Oh, wow.
We're having some real issues this morning.
Jeff, what planet did you go for?
We can't say what it is. Darn it.
We can't, but we're starting off the show here. We need to get to some weather. Do you need me to do the weather?
Yeah, maybe.
If we could zoom in on
her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Her tears. Yeah. I wish we could.
We'll Facebook it, maybe. I'm sorry.
No, if anyone's smart out there, which many people are, they probably know exactly what's going on.
Temperature's nothing to laugh about because...
Why does it derail everything?
Because it's just so inappropriate. That's not the one I saw. The one I saw was an English anchor.
Oh, okay.
And...
That's the opposite of Oklahoma City.
They went to her, and she is in a fart cloud, and she can't gather herself because she's just like...
But it wasn't her?
No. I don't know where it came from, but she was trying to gather herself and get her wits about her, but she was fighting through somebody's fart.
What a week, man. What a week. We had two of them. They're very rare.
Yeah.
Very, very rare.
Broadcast TV farts.
Yes.
I will say, I'm very lucky to have the mic right near my mouth because I'm known to be pretty gassy and mine are pretty loud. So thank God I have the mic near my mouth.
Yeah, thank God, yeah. EA. You idiot.
Do you confirm that, Creighton?
Yeah. Well, he likes to announce it, too. He's like, that's it, man. I did it.
Yeah.
Or the other day, he was like, I left somebody a present.
I will say this. At home, my mom will be like, you know we can hear you.
Another reason why at 36 you should not be living at home. You gotta get out of there, man.
How many times has your mom had to call a plumber?
I take care of myself. I know how to.
He knows how to flush.